He said time after time.
Nobody there but him.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay. Call meeting to order. The 39th meeting of House CNRA. Today is Monday, the 24th of February. The time is 1:40 p.m. A note for the record, there is a quorum present. Representative Gail Phillips, Representative Betty Davis, Representative Larry Baker, Representative Mackey, Representative Sherry Davis, Representative Gonzalez. On today's agenda, we have House Bill 431 relating to the use of housing assistance loan fund and providing for an effective date. The sponsor is Representative Levin. Good afternoon, Representative Levin. For information of the committee, we are having some pictures taken which I'll make available to you for whatever purposes you might want, just of our committee. So that's a real bit of a dark.
Susan, Mr. Chairman, we gotta go put our makeup on.
Have a brief at ease. I thought in the event you might want to use them for your newsletters or other types of things, I'll make them available.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
With that, for some time. For the record, Representative Richard Foster also has just joined us. We're not on teleconference. Rick?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you and scheduling the bill as requested. And this is a fairly simple bill which simply concerns with rural housing loans. And if I can give you, I'll go ahead and read some of my current statement here. In 1980, the Housing Assistance Loan Fund was created for rural and non-conforming housing loans. This was in response to needs, especially in rural Alaska, that could not be met by private lenders, since many of the homes in rural Alaska do not meet the standards of the secondary mortgage market. The housing loan program makes funds available for the sale or construction of homes which otherwise could not be financed by a private lending institution. And according to DCRA, which administers the program, more than 4,100 loans have been made from the program, with about 1,850 of those still outstanding. There's a committee substitute before you today which makes the following changes to the statute. Number one, amends the definition of rural in the residential loan section of the Regional Native Housing Authority in Title 18, which covers housing, urban renewal, and regional housing authorities. This change, although it does not correspond with the Housing Assistance Loan Program, was suggested by legal services in order to have conforming language for the rural definition found in Title 18 and in Title 44. The amendment in Section 2 broadens the definition of housing to allow up to 25% of the gross floor area of an owner-occupied dwelling to be devoted to commercial use. This change reflects the reality of many small businesses in rural Alaska that are operated in people's homes. The 25% used for commercial purposes allows a commercial enterprise to be part of a home, but does not let an individual apply for a housing loan and turn that house into a store with a single bedroom. The third change amends the definition of rural. The current definition restricts the communities in which loans can be made to those having a population of 4,500 or less. Bethel and Nome currently have populations that exceed the 4,500 population. There is also a restriction that rural excludes those communities connected by road or rail to Anchorage or Fairbanks from participating in the program. This eliminates many of those communities from having the ability to participate in the loan program. Thus, the population caps have been raised to 5,500 statewide for those communities not connected to Anchorage or Fairbanks, while those communities with a population of 1,500 or less are connected by road or rail to Anchorage or Fairbanks have been added as well. The proposed changes in Section 3 will assure that communities such as Bethel and Nome continue to be classified as rural for the purpose of housing loan assistance program. The change also allows smaller communities such as Northway, Volcana, Cantwell, Chickloon, and Manly Hot Springs, which are connected by road or rail to Anchorage or Fairbanks, to be classified as rural. These communities are only a few that will be classified as rural under the provision of this House Bill 431. And I'll attempt to answer any questions you may have reference this bill, and we also have Sandra Wicks from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs here with us to provide further information or answer questions that you may have.
Thank you, Representative Island. Representative Phillips?
One thought that just came to my mind on that rural definition on line 9 and 10 on page 2. Or with a population of 1,500 or less that is connected by road or rail to Anchorage or Fairbanks. Would this eliminate any community of under the size of 1,500 that possibly is connected by water, but not by rail or road?
Do you have an answer to that?
Well, you know, we're trying to include those areas between villages, small communities between Anchorage and Fairbanks. We're trying to include them into the definition so that they can participate in this program. We are not in any way, shape, or form trying to exclude any communities whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's not the intention.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the record, Sandra Wicks, DCRA, do you have an answer to that?
I think the answer is that you have the population cap up to 5,500 if you're not connected by road or rail. Mm-hmm.
Which would take in
everybody. So that takes in everybody
else.
From zero
right.
on
right.
up, no matter where you are.
Right.
And then the provision, the extra provision, is to pick up those people on the road and rail network who had been excluded previously.
Okay, and by going from 4,500 to 5,500, is Bethel and Nome the only two communities that we know of that are affected by that change?
Right now.
And is that because of recent increases in their population that they've exceeded where the level was at before? So at one time they were included in this program, but now they're excluded because of that. Okay.
They're just barely over the limit now.
Okay. I understand. Representative Gonzalez?
No, that was answered. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Anyone else? Any comments or questions? Senator, do you have some information? Do you want a presentation on this bill?
Well, I don't think I have anything in addition, but I did get the CS this morning, and I think that's a good idea. Although it doesn't pertain to DCRA, the Regional Native Housing Authorities, it's a good idea to keep those parallel so that you don't have rural defined one way in one place and another mm-hmm. way in the other place. That's the only thing I could add.
Mr. Chairman, do we need to move to CS?
Yeah, we're just generally discussing it right now. At some point, yeah, we can do
that. That brings up a question. This definition of rural, will that be a standard definition then in all bills relating to any definition where the requirement for definition for rural is, you know, in any statute? Will all the statutes have to be adjusted if we make this change?
No. This is only in regard to the Housing Assistance Loan Fund, right?
So we could, in another bill, we could have another definition of rural without any problem.
Baker's still. I don't want to say his mind's in the gutter, but his mind's in the harbor right now. Yeah. Sherry's doing the subcommittee on that sewer thing, so her mind's been in the sewer too.
This is right there. My diverse committee.
Yeah, we definitely have our professionals in different areas. Anyway, okay, any other, so you have anything else to add?
No, we just strongly endorse this legislation.
Okay, so that's the position of the administration, that this is definitely needed. Any other questions or comments? I guess a motion would be in order to adopt the CS, first of all, and place it before us. Representative Gonzalez.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. The adoption of the CS.
Any objection? And the CS is before us. What's the wish of the committee?
I move that we move the bill with individual recommendations.
Individual recommendations. Any objections? Hearing none, and the bill is moved with individual recs. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish all my other bills had the
You just need to come to the right committee.
Yeah, just get to the right committee.
Thank you, Jerry. At the right guy.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing further to come forward.
Stand back to work.
We will stand in adjournment to that meeting Wednesday.
My sister.
We'll stand in adjournment to Wednesday.
Can you tell the resemblance?